A major role of church leadership is to help people find where their gifts can be used for maximum kingdom benefit. That's the key sentence for our podcast today, and we welcome you to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking, as we always do, with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons, life-transforming services, and life-transforming churches. David, have you preached very much on the topic of spiritual gifts?
The answer to that is yes. It's one of my favorite topics. It's a relevant topic for people in the church because there's deep personal involvement with that. I preached it when I was on the radio. We did it as part of the different 50-day spiritual adventures. And I've just recently put a series up on Sermon Coach, our website, and I related that to one of the Tales of the Kingdom stories of the apprentice juggler, who always felt like a misfit, because I think a lot of times people feel like misfits in the church. Their count is different if I go to that apprentice juggler story. So yeah, I've just very recently done a series of four Sundays on that, and people, if they're interested, can look at those again on Sermon Coach.
Would you be willing to summarize those sermons for us?
Okay, I can do my best. When you talk gifts, you're always talking about serving. There are different kinds of gifts, different kind of service. So gifts are given by God for people to give those gifts back to Him in service. I would say that one of the areas where I might differ from many ministers is to say that everybody is gifted. Most ministers would say no one can talk spiritual gifts until there's a conversion, because the Holy Spirit doesn't live in you prior to that. So how can it be a gift of the Holy Spirit? How can you serve God unless you are one of His children? My personal feeling is that people are gifted at birth. It doesn't mean you don't have to work on what those skills are, but the reason you are talented to be able to do music the way you do, or to be able to write the way you do, or to be an athlete the way you are, that's because of God. Those are not things that He gives everyone, but He gives different people these gifts. Now, a lot of times people use those very gifts they have been given for personal reasons. They want to make money, or they want to be famous, or they want people to recognize who they are, you know, whatever it is. Those are all wrong motivations. And sometimes even people use those gifts to serve the enemy. That's unfortunate. It's like God again giving you a wonderful benefit of multiple gifts, because most people are multiple gifted, not just one gift. And then that person saying, I'm going to take it and turn it around. Instead of honoring you, God, I'm going to honor the enemy. And that's a sad, sad thing, but it happens all the time. When you are a believer, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you, but you aren't given a new conscience. God transforms that conscience and makes it adaptable to kingdom living. When you become a Christian, you don't get a new mind. God changes your mind and brings it in line with kingdom values. When you are gifted by God at conversion, He doesn't give you new talents, but He takes those talents and turns them all around so that you use them in the way that He intended from the beginning. So if you are somebody who had teaching or talking skills, now you begin to say, how do I use those on behalf of the Lord? That's just a part of what happens. So from the very beginning, there are skills that you have to develop, but at the same time, you have to decide, am I going to use those in line with what the Lord had in mind when He gave those to me? And that's in service on His behalf. Now, that service can be very broad. You may use your gifts of healing as a doctor. You may use the gift of music to write praise music, or you can use it to write secular music, or you can use it to write music that is totally opposed to everything God stands for. The purpose of God gifting you in that way was to use it in His service. So that makes sense? Have I lost you yet?
You haven't lost me, and I'm pondering the idea that because the image of God, the Imago Dei, dwells within each person that is born, along with that comes God-given talents and abilities that really are coming to each person as a gift from God. And at conversion, when a person becomes a part of God's kingdom, those gifts, if you will, are sanctified by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And now the person has the opportunity of using those gifts that God gave them at birth for the purposes of the kingdom. Do I understand you correctly?
You said it better than I did. That's really good. I would say there are spiritual gifts in the scripture that don't relate to talent. Most of the time, we don't have to worry about those because most of us don't have those gifts. That could be the gift of doing miracles. That's listed as a gift in Scripture. If you got it, you got it. Non-medical healings. If you would say to somebody, take up your bed and walk, nobody's going to question whether you have the gift of healing. That's a special gift. You don't think about it all that much. There are those that are listed. Those usually aren't a problem because they are self-manifested. It's when you get into the area of teaching, administration, giving, contributing, showing acts of mercy, a lot of those that are listed. That's where people think, well, you know, I could do that before I became a Christian. So that must not be one of the gifts he gave me. That's where it gets confusing.
Yeah, hospitality is one that comes to mind.
That's exactly
right.
Someone
could be hospitable. Their very nature, very nature is hospitable because the imago Dei, the image of God, dwells within them, and he gave them that propensity for hospitality at birth, and that's been developed through their life. Now they become a Christian, and that gift of hospitality is still active, but is now sanctified by the Holy Spirit. It's made holy by the fact that the person now belongs to Jesus.
And you see those conversions sometimes. Say a person has a gift of writing, and now all of a sudden they write in a totally different way because they're writing it as a gift to the Lord given back to him. I would say that people are always multi-gifted. I've never met a one-gift person. Maybe met a 3 or 4 gift person. You're a multi-gifted person. You have many gifts. Now, I would say that one of the questions is not only what are my gifts, and this is a problem a lot of times when ministers talk on it. They emphasize totally what is your giftedness. A bigger question in relation to that is what are the master's needs? In other words, if you're an employer and you want to set in a new piping thing in a building and somebody says, I'm a great ventriloquist, you say, well, that's not really what I'm looking for right at the moment. And the employer's needs trump what skills a person has, at least in the employment realm. You say, I'm the conductor for the Chicago Symphony. I'm not looking for a guy who's a great athlete. You know, I want an oboe player. So that's where we sometimes miss out when we talk about spiritual gifts, because the huge question is, what are the Lord's needs as my master, and what skills do I have that he's given me? And the master's needs are really more important than the skills you have in a lot of ways. But when you can come up with a very high-level need in terms of the master's desire and a high-level skill that you have a matching that is almost a calling there that is very thrilling. I think one of the problems in the church as well, so you're getting a very fast review of 4 sermons in a very short period of time, is that it's the job of the church to reveal for people the master's needs, not only in that local congregation, but in terms of the kingdom. Does that make sense? Sometimes we think all those gifts have to fit into the program of the church, as opposed to saying, here's where the Lord is working all around the world, and he has needs for people with your skills in Ghana or in India or whatever. Your gift is contributing. Well, it's not just what's happening here in terms of our local congregations, but there's a need for wise investment of funds all around the world. And I want you to be aware of those. And if God has a specific need, say, in Kenya, and he's prepared a person in your congregation to meet that need in Kenya, that's a huge onus on the part of leadership to somehow see that those connections are being made. And I think one of the huge problems in the church is that we are much more provincial in our thinking. So somehow we have to fit the needs of these highly gifted people into ushering or into leading a Bible study, when sometimes we have in our congregation people who think in giant terms and their whole business relates to world progression, and we keep trying to fit them into the little mold of the local church. It's a constant need for leadership in the church to give exposure to needs of the kingdom, which is why that sentence is important. Maximum kingdom benefit. That's what I would say is the matching up. So I've given you a very fast review of where I was trying to go in terms of the service. And I was saying to people, let's write down what your skills are that can be, as they're given to the Lord, sanctified, as you said, and become spiritual gifts in the full sense they're known in Scripture. Let's connect also a list of what the needs are. And people will see needs differently. Some people will think very narrowly. All the needs in the kingdom will relate to needs that they see. We need a good youth ministry because I got 2 teenagers in my family. Or we need to have a maintenance crew that works more in the building because I see it's not as up to date as it should be. So, but people think in different ways. Some people think very broadly, and those broad thinkers are sometimes the ones who bring immense gifts to the kingdom worldwide. And they just, when they get into a local church, they just get chopped off because we don't allow them to think broadly enough to match what their skills are that God has given them to the huge ministry needs the Lord has in mind and how that could be so exciting for people. So the local church, you know, it's important what goes on there, but it's also important to know that the local church is a part of a vast worldwide kingdom. And you may be a place where God is bringing you along in a role that would be huge kingdom-wise. And that has to excite people as well. So anyway, that's a good feel. And what I try to do is also show in that series, that last thing, I try to show through the apprentice juggler who always feels like the misfit and all of a sudden he's affirmed by the king himself that you have a special gift. The joy that brings, it almost pops out of that story. And the same joy that it can be in terms of the church when people say, in terms of my role in the great kingdom of Jesus worldwide, there's a match that's going on. God has made me to meet that need. Isn't that exciting? Wow! It's kind of like when Jesus called the disciples, you want to leave those boats and you want to follow me full time, you know? And the guys, it just says, and they left the boats, you know, and they followed him. Because what could you want more than to follow the king or be close to him? It's the same way it is for people in the church. I mean, I'm just a little guy who was raised in a little river town, and God has given me opportunity in the kingdom to be someone special, not bigger than or smaller than anybody else, but someone special who fits where God wanted me to be. You're someone special. The things you're doing fit exactly where God wants you to be. I mean, wow, what could you want more than that? I'm a kingdom member of significance, and everybody has that opportunity. So I said to you at the very beginning, it'd be hard to do it quickly.
You did an excellent job, though. You did very well.
Well, good.
You did very well.
It's a great preaching theme.
It is indeed. We're talking about people using the gifts God has given them and making them sanctified for the use of the kingdom and following Jesus unreservedly in an exciting and powerful new way. A major role of church leadership is to help people find where their gifts can be used for maximum kingdom benefit. We're delighted that you could join us for this podcast. You found it at our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources there to help pastors in their ministry, and we invite you to take full advantage of those resources. And we invite you to join us for our next sermoncoach.com podcast.